Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and welcome to episode 160. If you have never been here on this podcast before, let me tell you a little about what it's all about. I'm here to empower you to love yourself, to let go of your insecurities, to let go of your self-doubt, to move to a place where you can feel free within yourself, which is kind of fitting because today's episode is about the price of freedom. And I want to talk about that. So if you've never been here before, this is how we roll. I'm going to talk about a specific topic that pertains to our self-love, to our confidence, to living our most truest, authentic lives, how to live a life on our terms. And I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you how I did it for myself. I used to hate myself for a really long time. I spent the first 20 years of my life hating myself. I've spent the last 20 years of my life learning how to love myself and teaching others how to do it. And the next 20 years of my life, because I'm now 40, well, the world is my oyster. I'm just going to keep expanding that into more and more corners of the globe. And you are helping me to do that. So thank you for your presence. Thank you for your time. You could be anywhere, really. You could be listening to anything, watching anything. And here you are watching and tuning in to a podcast that's all about you loving yourself. And kudos to you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is a mission that is very, very close to my heart and one that I so appreciate you are helping me to create in this world. So whether or not you are a first-time listener or a long-time listener, I love you and I want to remind you that all of you is welcome. All of you is welcome. The darkness and the crappiness and the parts of you that you think that people don't want to see, I love it. I love it. I love the murky parts of humans. I love the you know, what maybe I might call, like, language warning here for a moment, the fucked upness. I love that about us. I love it about humans because we're so weird. We're so weird. It's a strange thing. Like, you know, that you can lick the inside of your wrist, wait a while and then smell it, and that's how you can test your breath. Like, we are strange. We are strange, weird, smelly creatures. All trying to think that we're meant to be perfect and getting it right, and we're just not. And the sooner that we realize that we are human and that everything that we're experiencing is damn normal and everybody else is experiencing it too, then we can just get on with living. You, my friend, have a whole bunch of unique talents and gifts that I want to see in the world because you can do you the best. I can't do you like you can. You can't do me like I can. You are unique. Our human behavior, our patterns, and our conditioning very often can be the same. And that's why when I work with my clients in Claim Your Confidence, my signature courses, as well as one-on-one or when I'm speaking events or here on the podcast, I can speak to specific topics that seem to talk to everybody. That might not seem so unique, but our ego, our mind, our human behavior is really predictable. But our souls, our essence, our truth is so unique. And if we can move beyond the conditioning, if we can move beyond what you think you are and start to live from your damn soul, man, yeah, that's sexy. Yeah, that's just a world that lights me up, and I'm sure that it lights you up too, just to be your best, rockin', amazing self. That's what I want for you. Because I know you want freedom, right? You want freedom. You want to not be so hung up anymore. And I want you to understand that there is a price to pay for that. It's so often, whenever I jump on and I talk about these big topics, I always feel like, oh, yeah, good motivational talk, Luna. You just make people like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, Your shit stinks and it's going to cost you a lot to get freedom. Good motivational talk. I share that with you because a lot of people have this misunderstanding. And I talked about this in last week's episode around a day in the life of me, someone living life on their terms, because there's this misconception that, oh my God, when I'm free, everything will just be easy. Everything just goes, wow. And even getting to freedom is going to be really easy. But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody is already doing what is easy. And how's that working out for us? Easy does not lead to, what's the word I'm looking for here? Fulfilled. Easy doesn't usually lead to freedom. Easy usually leads to hard. If you only do what's easy, life will be hard. If you are willing to do what's hard, life gets easy. Think about it. It is easier to stay on the couch than it is to go to the gym, right? We know that. It's far easier to stay on the couch than it is to go to the gym, right? But if you stay on the couch, eventually your body is going to hurt and break down in a way that makes life hard. Getting off the couch is going to be harder. Moving around is going to be harder. Enjoying your life is going to be harder. But if you do the hard thing now and go to the gym, for example, or work out or whatever it is, if you move your body now, then life in general gets easier. You'll be able to get off the couch easier. You'll be able to enjoy your life and play with your kids, and you'll have more longevity. Doing what's easy makes life hard. Doing what's hard makes life easier. And so when I talk here about the price of freedom, it's just that most people aren't willing to pay it. Most people say that they want freedom. Most people say, yeah, I want to live a life on my terms. But you got to understand that that comes with its own price. In fact, I believe that everything has its own price. Everything. There is a price to pay for not living your dreams, and there is a price to pay for living your dreams. Everything has a price of entry. If we bring it back to that example of working out or not working out, the price that you pay for not going to the gym is likely that you're going to feel crap. Your price that you pay that your body will not work as well as it used to, but what you get for that is couch. Like you get to stay on the couch. That's cool. What you're paying for is to stay on the couch. You're paying, and the cost of that is the health of your body. Contrary, what you're paying for is a healthy, fit body. The cost of that is that you have to get your ass off the couch. You have to work hard. You have to sweat. It has to be hard. It has to hurt. That's the cost of having that healthy body. The cost of sitting on the couch is an unhealthy body. There's a cost for everything. And you need to decide whether or not you're willing to pay it. Because if you fast forward from your life from now, right, irrelevant of how old you are, you have maybe, predictably, statistically, you have about 80 to 90 years in this planet, 100 maybe, right? So I don't know how far along you've got left on that statistic. I've probably got about halfway, like 40, 45, maybe 50 years. If I fast forward to the end of my life, and I want you to do the same, fast forward to the end. What kind of life do you want to have lived? When you look back on your life, do you want to go, I'm really glad that I stayed on the couch? Proverbially, right? The metaphor here. I'm really glad that I didn't go after my dreams. I'm really glad that I stayed safe and I played smaller. I'm really glad that I didn't ever go for the price of freedom. Probably not, right? Like one of the regrets of the dying. I think it's the number one regret of the dying from someone's book who studied people who were dying, right? I forget who it is. The number one regret of the dying is living a life that they thought that they should live rather than the life that they wanted to live. This is yours. This is your life. What life do you want to be living when you get to your deathbed? However long that is, it might be sooner rather than later. We don't know. None of us know. Could be today. Hope not, but could be today. Do you want to have looked back on your life and understood that you lived a life that was full? Did you go after your freedom? Or did you stay handcuffed to your insecurities and your doubts? You know, I spoke into this last week in my conversations around how a day in the life of me and how I think and what drives me. Getting really clear on what you want is important, because what is freedom to you? And maybe you want to stop and pull the car over or you know, take some notes on your phone, journal about what is freedom to you? What does that look like? And you probably understand what you don't want better than what you do want. You go, well, freedom is not being stressed about money. Freedom is not being overweight. Freedom is not this or not that. You understand what you don't want. But do you understand what you do want? If you don't yet, write the list of what you don't and what freedom isn't, and then convert that into the opposite. We kind of have an external freedom and an internal freedom. External freedom can often be like money, right? That's a big thing. Well, man, if I didn't have to work, I could just go travel in the world, and that's what I would do. That's what I would have the freedom, right? I have the freedom to choose. I'd be following my passions. I'd have lots of health. That's the external kind of drivers of freedom. And they're the things that maybe we talk about when we talk about freedom. But let's have a conversation about the internal freedom. Because there are plenty of people in the world who have the cars and the choices and the money and they're living a perceivably successful life. They are in good shape and they're fucking miserable. They're miserable, right? So is that freedom? Have you ever heard of golden handcuffs? You get paid so well at work that you are handcuffed to them. They're gold and you get to have lots of money in the bank, but they're golden handcuffs. You're not free. You're just a slave under good conditions, right? So what's the internal freedom look like? I'll give you some prompts around this. Feeling secure, knowing that you will be okay no matter what. Knowing that you are enough, perhaps being divinely guided by your creator, by source, by consciousness, energy, God, whatever you want to call it. Free from worry, right? Relaxed, easeful, trusting, surrendered, easygoing. And notice how those things are a lot less tangible than the money and stuff. But yet it's those things that will actually create the freedom. It is those things. So when we look at the price that we need to pay, is that the price is our old conditioning. It's the price is our old programming, who we think that we are. We have to unravel and face all the layers within inside of us that are holding us back from a mindset perspective to be able to get those things in the practical world. I'm going to say that again a bit differently so it lands. If you want external freedom, it's internal freedom that you must work on first. Because you can get all that external stuff. You can get the money. You can get the dreams, like I just said. But if you have not released yourself from the prison in your own mind, you will still be trapped. People say this to me all the time. Like, oh my God, if I just get that body, then I will be happy. No, you won't. It doesn't work that way. Your happiness is inside. Sure, you might feel joyful and you might go, yeah, cool, my body's aligned with how I feel it should be, or I feel more connected, I feel healthier. That could help. But if you still hate yourself, if the only reason why you're wanting to change your body is so that you can feel like you're enough, you will not feel enough when you get there. Because enoughness is an internal game. It's got nothing to do with your body. You can feel enough at 500 kilos. You can feel enough at 50. Makes no freaking difference. You are enough now and you can feel that way now. And in fact, like I said before, any external results that you want when it comes to freedom will only come when you work on your internal world. Because we are trapped in our own conditioning and programming. You are in a prison within your own mind. That is the reason why maybe you're blocking yourself from things externally. Why maybe you're self-sabotaging. We spoke about that a couple of episodes ago. You know, why we have procrastination. You're living in fear. And all the beliefs you have, it's not possible for me. Who am I to shine? I can't do that. Don't you know where I came from? It's the government's fault. The system is broken. you know, we stay in victim mode. We go, no, I can't do that. No, blame everybody else. We have these programmed beliefs. It's programmed beliefs that are keeping us imprisoned. Because if you could feel completely free within your mind, if you could feel liberated, joyful, expansive, confident, secure, limitless, infinite, powerful, abundant, if you could feel all those things now, but you didn't necessarily have the body or the money, how free would you feel? Much more than if the roles are reversed. And when you feel free in your mind, when you feel free within the being of who you are, you will then create that freedom in your life, because it's energetics. We are antennas. We're almost like we're signal receivers and givers, right? So if we can tune ourselves into a state of freedom within our own mind, then that creates in our world around us. We will behave more differently. We will take different actions. We are now inspired, because we're not sitting there going, I can't, or someone's to blame, or I'm the victim. I can't get ahead. It's not fair. If you believe all those things, then really life is going to be harder. The prison is self-made. That's what I want you to understand. You've been conditioned this way. The prison has been created for you while growing up and through your programming, conditioning, your childhood, society. But now you're in that prison, keeping the bars alive. You have the key. And you just don't even realize it yet. You are the one that gets to get yourself out of that. In fact, there's not even a key. They're just the bars are so wide apart that you can just step out of them. It's a complete illusion. And I'll give you an example of that. The way that, however you feel about this, how they train elephants to be obedient, is that when they're babies, they put a big cast in, or a big, big iron thing around their ankle, and they peg it to the ground, and the baby can't move. So the baby's like trying, like, will struggle and pull and struggle and pull, but the baby can't move it. They're not strong enough. And this happens for years and years and years. They keep making heavier, heavier, heavier ones. And the baby just learns that it can't move. By the time it's an adult and weighing, I don't know, however many tons, the chain that it's chained to the ground, they could easily pick up and move. If they just tugged it a little bit harder, if they just worked a little bit harder than that, they could actually escape in an instant. But they have been conditioned and programmed from a young age to think that that chain is holding them there, when really they are free. They're holding themselves back. It's you. It's me. We have been chained in our youth thinking that they are the chains that are going to hold us, when in reality we're just being held down by a slinky, right? They're just biodegradable woolen cuffs, and we're not even handcuffed anymore. It is our own mind that is keeping us there. Look, I can't have this conversation without saying some practicalities around privilege. From a practical speaking, there of course privileges to which I hold and have, to which other people, members of society, do not have. Yeah. There are certainly disparities between, you know, wealth distribution, availability of resources, all that kind of stuff. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying that the game is fair. It's not. This is not an even playing field. There are lots of people who are far more, have a lot more resources available to them than other people do. No doubt about that. I was curious, back in 2018, I was in India, and I was flabbergasted about how many people had phones, smartphones, and were connected to the internet. You could, like, their internet is better than us in Australia. The internet was phenomenal, how good that internet is. Now, to me, perceptively from Australia, the streets are dirty. There's not much, you know, there's a hell of a lot of poverty. There's a lot of shit going on, but irrelevant of their class status, they often had mobile phones. They had access to the internet. Here's the thing. It is 2023, and a very large majority of the world has access to the internet right now. I don't know if it's even more so than toilets. She's saying something. When we have access to the internet, and again, that's privilege, not everybody does, but even if you were living in a town like a country like Australia, you could have access to the internet at the library for free. For free. And particularly, or even a library has tons of books that you can go learn from. If you have any access to any level of education on any platform anywhere, you can change. You can create something different. I know that's not everybody on the planet. I understand that. But for the vast majority of people, certainly you tuning into this podcast, you have access to the internet. And so if you have access to the internet, you can change your freaking life. It will be harder for certain demographics. There's no doubt about it. It'll be harder for people with less privilege than maybe what I do, right? Absolutely, it's going to be harder. The game is set to hard for them if it's set to easy for other people, right? But either way, I want you to understand this. To live the life of your dreams is not for the faint-hearted. It's not. Even people who have gotten everything you perceivably laid out on a silver platter for them in order for them to get the life that they feel fully aligned with, they still have to get out of their own mental prison. They do have their own mental prison. You might sit there and go, how could Paris Hilton have her own mental prison? She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. There's limitations. Everybody has a mind. I said this to you before, human behavior is human behavior. Our soul is unique, but human behavior is really common. We are driven by fear. If the mind is in control, we will be afraid. And that's the prison that we need to step out of. And we can, in 2023, we have the ability to be able to win. The biggest obstacle that you will ever find on your road to freedom is your mind. And you're here doing something about it. So yay for you. If you are curious about my courses to be able to take it to the next level, enrollments will be opening next year sometime, 2024. We'll probably start opening in about February of next year. That's Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and Level 2. Level 1 is our foundations courses about your mind, your thinking, some body image stuff, how to deal with your emotions, how to overcome fear. And then Level 2, we just crank that sucker up. We crank that sucker up and go deep into your purpose and to your why. We talk about boundaries and communication, how to say no, how to say yes, and how to really have the courage to live your purpose and make peace with your body and tap into the wisdom of it. That comes later in the piece. But what I want you to know that there's a price of freedom, and that is that you will have to let go of your conditioning. You're going to have to move beyond your mind. In fact, let me just give you some steps of how to do this. So the first one here is the stories you tell yourself become your reality. So if you tell yourself on repeat, it's not fair, it's the government, somebody owes it to me, then that becomes your reality. If you think that you're a victim, you will be. And now that's not to say you haven't been victimized and people haven't done shitty things to you and that there isn't systemic problems. Those things can exist, but are they ruling you or you ruling it? Are you taking command of it? Become very conscious of the stories that you're telling yourself on repeat about why you can or why you cannot, more specifically. Number two here, you are not the stories. You got to know this. You are not. Thoughts and emotions are not fact. You are not the stories that you tell yourself. You are so much more than that. You don't have to continue to prescribe and believe and invest in the stories that you have told yourself that are holding you back. Just because you grew up as the fat girl, for example, doesn't mean that you have to be now. Stop telling yourself that story. It's not relevant anymore. You're not a child anymore. You get to do something different. Yeah? I'm an adult now. I make different decisions. I'm not that anymore. That's number two. Number three here is train your mind to serve you and others and your dreams rather than serving fear. And you literally do that by what you're doing here, listening to podcasts, changing your thoughts one thought at a time. Every time fear comes up, every time your mind goes to the old story, redirect it, acknowledge where it's at and redirect it into a new direction. And it will learn, oh, that's what she wants me to do. It's just like Google. It's just taking directions, except you've never given it directions, just the directions from your conditioning and programming from your childhood. So it's up to you to make different decisions. And number four, don't rely on willpower and motivation to follow your dreams because they will run out. They will burn out. Instead, look for inspiration, which is internal, build your why, and use discipline. Discipline is making a commitment to yourself that you keep your promise. And with saying that, make your promises easy to keep. Don't commit to an hour a day on something when you know that you can't. Commit to 10 minutes a day, show up for yourself, and that success will stack. Oh, look at me go. I've done a week of 10 minutes a day. Yay. Cool. Now I've done 2 weeks and 3 weeks. And over time, that builds up. Whereas if you've only done, I have to do an hour today and I didn't, then you feel like a failure. Stack success. Keep your promises. So for you here, number one, the stories you tell yourself are become your reality. Number two, they are not true. You get to change that. Number three, change your mind to serve yourself and your dreams. And number four, don't rely on willpower and motivation. Inspiration. Focus on your why and understand that there's a price to pay for the freedom, which is your insecurities, your doubt, your old identities. You're going to have to let go of who you've been in order to become who you really are. And that's the goal here. I trust that today has been an insightful and helpful episode. I always want to hear from you. How does this episode go? What's landing for you? Shoot me an email at loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. If you want to join my mailing list and get a free ebook, head to www.moreconfidence.com.au. And if you want to, I'd love to hear from you. Leave me a voice note here on any of the platforms. Like and subscribe, because then that way, if you share it with other people, more people get to hear this absolute gold and we can live in a better world, which is what I want. And I hope that you want it too. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. And I certainly hope that you learn to love yourself and go after your freedom, my sisters, my brothers, my others. Until next time, happy self-loving. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.